The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The mother of the sons of Zebedee approached Jesus with her sons and did him homage, wishing to ask him for something. He said to her, "What do you wish?" She answered him, "Command that these two sons of mine sit, one at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom." Jesus said in reply, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the chalice that I am going to drink?" They said to him, "We can." He replied, "My chalice you will indeed drink, but to sit at my right and at my left, this is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." When the ten heard this, they became indignant at the two brothers. But Jesus summoned them and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and the great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant. Whoever wishes to be the first shall be your slave. Just so, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." The Gospel of the Lord. To have to prepare a homily every day is one of the greatest blessings of my life, because it's this constant discovery of the riches of our faith. You know, it's so amazing. Our faith, it's inexhaustible. And sometimes I come upon these things and I'm like, "Oh my gosh, how have I been a priest for 7 years? How have I studied the faith for all these years? I never heard that." So studying about St. James today, what does our Lord ask him and John? "Can you drink the cup of which I am going to drink?" Did our Lord not know whether or not they would be able to do that? Of course he knew. He knows everything. He is God himself. So why did he ask the question? One of the early fathers of the church says this: Jesus puts the question to them that we may all hear that no man can reign with Christ unless he is conformed to Christ in his passion. No one can reign with Christ unless he or she is conformed to Christ in his passion. Can you drink the cup of which I am going to drink? Can you drink the cup of suffering with me? Are you willing to pour out your life in union with me? And the thing that I discovered this morning that really is a little mind-boggling. So St. James, I think he and John must have over and over all throughout their life posed this question anew to themselves in the midst of their trials. Can I drink the cup? Right? I told our Lord I would, I could. Jesus, I will follow you. St. James went to Spain. As we know today, many pilgrims still travel the Camino de Santiago in Spain. St. James gets to Spain and he tries to spread the faith there. And he is not very successful. There were few converts. He is exhausted. He is disheartened. And one night he is passing the night in prayer. And our Blessed Mother Mary appeared to him. This was in the year 40 AD, 7 years after our Lord had died. Our Blessed Mother Mary died 19 years later. It is the first recorded bilocation in the history of the church. Our Mother Mary came to James to assist him in his struggles, though she was still alive. And she appears to him standing on a pillar. And she says, "My son, do not lose heart. Your toils will bring these people to so strong of a faith that it will be like this stone pillar on which I am standing. And I call you to erect a church here. And that church, though it's been destroyed, it's been rebuilt many times, it still stands in the same location. 4 years later, James died a martyr in Jerusalem. What did our Lord say to James's brother as he was standing on the cross in the midst of his own trial, watching the one he believed to be the Messiah to be dying? He said to John, "Behold your mother. In the midst of your trial, look to her." On that occasion, he would teach James the same lesson. My brothers and sisters, in the midst of our own trials, we can ask for the grace to be reminded, "Will you drink the cup with me?" And let us ask Our Lady to help us to persevere.